Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. You're trying to learn how to tell time after 23 years, my friends. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. If I didn't laugh at myself, I'd miss the best laughs of my life. We're celebrating 23 years. I got that in my head, 23. We're celebrating our 23rd anniversary this week, folks. Thank you for being part of our world. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Pete Sepp is here. Pete is the president of the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. Pete, I would like for you to have a discussion with me about the political landscape going forward there. I've talked to people who are reasonable, honest brokers this week, and they have told me that there was no doubt in their mind. These are not hard partisans. These are not MAGA guys and ladies and necessarily, and they told me that there's no question in their mind that this election was stolen from Donald Trump. You got any thoughts on that?
Well, I can't help but think that in the end, a lot of this was foreordained because there was so much momentum in the media behind a Biden win, and now this is the reality.
You mean complicity? Don't you mean complicity? Not just. I mean that's
well, the media. The mainstream media has never really been conservative in the sense that they believe government should be limited in its reach. That there are restrictions that ought to be in place on how much government can take from the private sector, the ambitious plans for federal spending. The federal debt only matters to the mainstream media if there's a Republican in office who wants to
Until, recently, Pete, it didn't prevent them from reporting the news. They've gone so off the rails. They've become so complicit now that they won't even report the news, even to the point of their slant. With their slant, sometimes they won't even bring it up. And that's I've said for a long time, Pete. We'll survive the Republicans and the Democrats, but we won't survive our corrupt media. What do you think?
Well, and yes, and of course, we now are entering a very critical policymaking phase with a Biden administration transitioning here into Washington, D.C. Organizations like mine being bipartisan, nonpartisan, transpartisan, whatever you want to call us, we have to figure out how we can best represent taxpayers in this environment. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, even if the Republicans hold the United States Senate after these two races in Georgia are decided in a couple of months, there will still be a lot that a Biden administration can do administratively to make small businesses' lives very, very painful. Think about unsettling all of the rules surrounding when overtime is paid. Think about more OSHA safety rules putting back into place. Think about all of
how, how about the assault? How about the Obama NTSB's assault on franchises from 2015 and 16?
Yes, that could come.
California Assembly rule number, was it number five out there? Number five,
yes,
I think it was. D5. D5, right. That was a national one that didn't go anywhere. Thankfully, the Trump Department of Labor stopped that. But, folks, this was going to take down the glorious, amazing franchise industry in America. And that was done from a memo, wasn't it? That was almost a blog post that got that started.
Well, yes, and to your point, the Trump administration put in what I think was the best rulemaking that they ever had in October of 2019 that created new restrictions on precisely what you were talking about, the ability of agencies to issue what they call sub-regulatory guidance and then have it apply as if it were law.
My friend, our mutual friend Wayne Cruz with CEI calls that regulatory dark matter.
Yes, and that's exactly what it is, and it could come back viciously in this administration unless we get in early to talk to some of these people and say, listen, your campaign trail promises to undo everything the administration before you did is not a wise course. And that starts with
I wish you luck, Pete. I'll hold your coat, I'll park your car, I'll pour the coffee, I'll take the first punch. But I will tell you, I don't think you're going to be able to get through to those people because they are ideologically myopic. I mean, they and I will tell you something else, and I have never said this on the air before. The bait and switch is going to happen. This election, this on the Democrat side, this has been a bait and switch situation. We will have a literal or a de facto President Harris. It'll be de facto almost immediately, but it'll be literal sometime probably within a year to two.
Well, that's possible. And, of course, you have to think, how in the world could they undo all of this? I mean, in the tax code alone, it would create utter chaos at a time when our economy can't afford it.
When we come back, I'm going to get you to tell us how Biden will accomplish one of his promises, which was to undo the tax bill that Trump got through. Quick break, right back with Pete Seth. He's with the NTU. I'm Jim Blessinger. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.